Let us pray. May the words of my mouth begin in my heart and be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. First, I want to offer a blessing for those animal friends who've passed away over the past year. May we remember them always and celebrate the blessing that they were to those who love them. Next, I want to address your varieties of dogs and cats and other creatures who are seeking a blessing this day. I sent out a request earlier in the week that you might share the names of those animal friends who might be joining us today, and I was absolutely overwhelmed with 46 responses. So here we go in no particular order. Dusty, Sylvester, Rusty, Nyack, Nemo, Viking, Hannah, Millie, Lily, Whiskey, Shabby, Luke, Leia, Penny, Cricket, Zipper, Opera, Leakoya, Marilyn, Toby, Winnie, Rosie, A Different Rosie, Kyla, Hero, Jamie, Betsy, Cheesy, Lilu, Brongana, Nessie, Garfield, Pepper, Salt, Sophie, Nico, Twinkie, Churro, Mykonos, Francesca, Paolo, Romeo, Milo, Leo, Hank, and Lucy. You are here for your own sake, and you also represent all those who are not here today, animals of every kind. Cattle and goats and horses and elephants and bees and cougars and crocodiles and pufferfish and eels and even the insects. So many we can't name them all. I want to announce the good news to all you creatures. I want you to know that God loves you. God loves you for your own sake and not because of what you can do for humans. You are good in yourselves. The Bible tells us that when God created you, fish of the sea and birds of the air and creatures of the land, God looked at all that God had created, and God saw that indeed it was very good. When God created you, God blessed you. God told you to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. God created you in huge swarms in great diversity. God wants all of you to survive and to thrive on earth. God created the world for you, so that you have what you need to live. The psalmist tells us that God made the rain to water the trees for you birds to nest, the grass for you cattle to graze, and the crags as a relief and a refuge for mountain goats. God wants you to receive your food in due season and to be filled with good things. The Bible tells us that when the flood came, God rescued each of your species through Noah in the ark. And God made a covenant with you, fish of the sea and birds of the air and domestic animals and all animals on earth for to protect you in the future. So really, God made the first Endangered Species Act, if you want to look at it that way. You who are with us today are so fortunate because you have human companions who care for you. But so many of your cousins are threatened with extinction. Snow leopards and timber wolves, green sea turtles and condors, and paddlefish, and fin whales, among so many others. We humans need to be mindful that we are sharing this beautiful planet with all of God's creatures. Now I want to address you human creatures. I want to announce the good news to you also. God loves you. God loves you for your own sake and wants you to thrive. When God made you, God saw that this too was good. God said also to you, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And multiply we have. So we need to find ways to limit the impact of our species because God did not mean for us to crowd out the rights of other creatures who also are fruitful and multiply. God even created us humans with a special responsibility to exercise dominion. This does not mean that we're to exercise domination over other creatures or to exploit them for human misuse. Rather, we are to delight in other creatures, as God does, and respect and care for them. Our love for creation is the only basis for our right use of creation. We are to exercise dominion as servants of creation. As Jesus has said, we are not to lord over anyone, but be slaves to all. We are to take responsibility for all creatures, to serve their needs, and to work to preserve them. And we are to do this not with a sense of superiority, but in solidarity with all other creatures. We are created to be together, to be companions to one another, to thrive all together. All animals are our cousins, our kin, and God made a covenant with us and with all other animals together. Jesus was born and lived in solidarity with all of life. Jesus lived to care about all who were oppressed and made vulnerable and marginalized by society. That includes most creatures, not just humans. Jesus died in order that God might reconcile to God's self all things in creation. That what Colossians chapter 1, verse 20 says, all things. That's what it says there, all things. In response to God's love, we are free to behave in ways that enable all of life to thrive together. Now I want to address all of you creatures together, animal creatures and human creatures. You are here today, enjoy a human-animal relationship. You are very fortunate because you have a relationship of love and care and loyalty between yourself and your human or your pet companion. You model how all relations between humans and other animals should be. We wish to protect this relationship and project it as the model for our human relationship with all animals. May we care about all animals as we care for our companions at home. Today, we bless you as companions together, and we bless your relationship. So in closing, let me offer this blessing. May God bless each of you with health and safety and well-being and long life. And may God bless your relationship together so that it may be filled with love and with joy. Amen.